Hey, what's up? Tim Stoddart here. In this video, I'm going to show you a behind-the-scenes look at my own Twitter account. And the purpose of this is to show you that, yes, Twitter threads are worth doing. So, oh my God, how could I possibly say that, right? Tim, you're a thread boy. Come on, just be yourself. Whatever, whatever. I use social media to grow my email list. And I'm not on social media to share my most authentic self. I'm on social media to generate traffic to my website so I can grow my newsletter because that's where all of my business comes from. And I encourage you to take the same outlook on social media. I have no shame. I'm there to take from it everything I can. So let's take a look real quick. I'll leave this bad boy up. Okay, so here's my Twitter. And this was the thread that I posted. 1,321 likes is very, very uncommon. And the only way that I have found to get tweets, X's, posts, whatever, I forgot. It's called X now. I'm just gonna call it Twitter for the sake of this video. The only way that I have discovered to get a post that that gets this much reach is through the retweets, through the reposts. Like, you have to get other people to share your stuff, and it doesn't really matter how many followers you have. The amplification is really worth everything. So if we take a look at my analytics, right, you're going to see a pattern over and over again. So this is a brand new analytics dashboard. I guess they released this like last week. So I'll just go to August. So today's date is August 17th. So we're not done August. And you can see like the impressions on Twitter are kind of dead compared to what they used to be before Elon took over. They're just it's not nearly what it used to be. I used to get 2 to 3 million impressions a month, no problem. Now I'll get maybe 700,000. But look at what happens. This one thread that I put together, you spend time creating it, you create content that is going to get reposted, make it really, really meaningful. And every time, every month, without fail, every week, really, it's the threads that get the most exposure. So this one is not an anomaly because it's not uncommon for me to have threads that go like this viral, but usually like once a month it'll happen. Well, I'll write a thread. I try to write like three a month, and this one is bigger than is typical. Okay, so we'll go to July. Same exact thing. Right here, July 19th. This was a thread. I think we can scroll down and even find it. How to go from employee to well-paid solopreneur with no costs and no risks. So this is the original tweet. Actually, hold on, let me pause it. I'll find the tweet. So here it is. How to go from employee to well-paid solopreneur with no costs and no risks. I mean, this thread hardly got any exposure at all. It only got 120 likes, only six reposts. Nonetheless, if we go to the analytics, right, you can see it here. 56,487 is the total reach. And if we scroll back up to the top on July 19th. So like this was by far the most exposure that I got. I'm sure if I hit pause and I found this one on July 2nd, this would be a thread as well. So this is all great. We know that threads as compared to just tweets or posts have more virality. And that's why I continue to do them. That's why I constantly sell out. And I am a Twitter thread boy, no shame. But like, this is really where it matters. So check this out. This is just on my website yesterday. So this thread that I showed you guys right here in August, right? This went like pretty viral, and that's 686 hits to my website, all from that thread. Well, I shouldn't say all from. So typically, my website will get anywhere from 50, 70 to 115 hits a day. Almost all of this comes from social media. So I'll get, probably like 15 to 20 email signups a day through social media, not including like organic and advertising. But every once in a while, you get these explosions. And this never happens unless I have a thread go viral. So we look at the traffic. I'm going to also show you real quick what the actual email signups were. So check it. On that same day, August 16th, which was yesterday, I got 91 email signups. So typically, on the 10th, I don't know what happened here. I think I ran like a promotion because I got a bunch of cancellations as well. This whole week, I was running a promotion, which is why I came out like kind of net negative on the week in terms of my total subscribers. That's what this line is. So the green is new subscribers and the gray is people that unsubscribed. So this whole week, I've been sending a lot of emails running a promotion, but this one right here, this is where I came out ahead. So these threads continue to be these like these jumps, these big amplification tools in order for my email list to grow. And if it weren't for them, then Twitter would basically be a waste of time. You know, you can see that like without this one thread, I'm still only at 460,000 impressions for the month. And like this sucks. You know, before Elon, this used to be like 3 million and the tweets would just go crazy. So sure, there's the argument that like a lot of them are bots, and I'm sure some of them are bots, but there's no question that the algorithm changed because the amount of traffic I get to my website through Twitter has plummeted as well. So like almost all of the exposure that I got was from this thread. Without the thread, Twitter would just be a waste of time. So I hope you enjoyed this video. Yes, definitely be a thread boy on Twitter. Definitely create stuff with the purpose of going viral, because if it's not for those viral tweets, your email list just isn't going to grow. All right, thanks for watching. I hope you enjoyed this video. Hit subscribe, leave a comment, and I'll talk to you next week. Peace.